Good afternoon. How is everyone doing? It's Friday. It's here. The weekend is here. Lit. Y'all want to hear something funny, man? You know, I've been away for a little bit. I apologize. So I'm here in Florida. And you know how it's supposed to be sunny and nice? Nope. It's storming. And it's supposed to storm all week. Damn. But it's all right, though. It's life. What it is and what it ain't. If you don't like what I gotta say, then join a debate. Now, I know everybody laughing or was saying Ray was wrong. He guaranteed the Cavs will win game two. Yep, I did say that. And I also did say LeBron will have a historical playoff performance and will win. I mean, he had a triple-double with 40, but they didn't win. Oh, trouble in Ohio. The Cavaliers are down 2-0. Do you think it's over? Or do you have faith in the king? I'm going to get back to that now. The Celtics came all the way back and won 107-94. Jaylen Brown led the way with 23 points, 6 rebounds. Terry Rozier added 18 points. Now, for the Cavs, LeBron had 42 points, 12 assists, and 10 rebounds. Do you hear that stat sheet? Sheesh. All of that and didn't get the win? I watched LeBron's face at the end of the game to see if, you know, I saw any resemblance of how he lost to the Celtics in 2008. He seemed calm. And he was also laughing in the post-conference with Kevin Love. I still believe the Cavs will win the series for some reason. And I'm not worried. People may say, you should be worried. Why? Why? The Celtics went at home like they were supposed to do. I guess everybody just forgot about that. I did say the Celtics would win too, and good, they already won too. Now, of course, history is not on LeBron's side or Cleveland. I'm well aware of that. But LeBron is known for messing up history. He came back from 3-1 against the Warriors. I bet you're thinking now he did that when Kyrie was there. And you're right. He did have help from Kyrie. If you was wondering, or if you ask anyone right now to bet, even though LeBron is down 0-2, their reply would be, no, I'm not betting against LeBron because they know what's up. Until I see 4 games for the Celtics, that's when I know it's over. Now, if Kyrie and Hayward was playing, it would be kind of shaky for the Cavs. Them young boys are playing amazing right now. Marcus Smart with the energy. Tatum, the last rookie standing. It's looking good over there, but just, you know, but they're young. Just like how things are going good, it can go bad real quick. But it's looking good, you know. Game 3 is tomorrow. It's all or nothing. The Cavs playoff slogan is whatever it takes, and they better play like it. Because other than Kyle Korver, Kevin Love, nobody else is doing the job. So far in these 2 games in the Eastern Conference Finals, LeBron by himself has 57 points. He has more than Jeff Green, Rodney Hood, J.R. Smith, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance, and George Hill combined. All of these players only have 47 points. They picked the awful time not to show up. Where is that Cavs team that swept the Raptors? When the lights is on, it's time to shine. Are those lights too bright? Jeff Green, you used to play for the Celtics. You should be looking for revenge. Oh, yeah, y'all forgot about George Hill. He played for the Spurs, went to the finals. And the Pacers lost to LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. He been there before. JR been with Bron, been there for a minute. Rodney Hood and Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance. I know it's y'all first time, but y'all been waiting for this opportunity all your life. It's tough right now. You know, if LeBron loses tomorrow, Will this mess up his legacy? You know, I'm talking to a lot of people about that over the past couple of days. And, you know, people were joking and saying LeBron rather lose in Eastern Conference Finals so he won't mess up his NBA Finals record. I don't think he's thinking like that. I really think that he wants to get to the finals, you know. But as of right now, it's not looking so well. And game three is tomorrow. So if they don't show up as a whole team, the Cavs might be swept because they down 3-0. You know, that's when emotions get involved. They're like, damn, we fought so hard. But in due times, LeBron has been down 0-2 plenty of times before. This is not his first time it has happened. He was down 2-0 against the Pistons, the defending champions, and he came back and went to the finals. Now, he did get swept by the Spurs. You know, I always say that young LeBron, 22 years old, you know, 4 Hall of Famers, blah, blah, blah. How can you forget? He was down 2-0 against the Warriors really well, 3-1, and then in the series, he came back. Time will tell Saturday, and it will show in the Quicken Loans Arena. It's going to be litty. If LeBron loses right now, the conversation with Jordan is over. Now in the wild, wild west, the Rockets turned up early on the Warriors. They knew that in game two, it was a must win. It was a win or go home for them because the reason why I say that, because if you go to the Oracle down two games, it's going to be really, really bad. Game four would have been broom day in Oracle, but the Rockets won every quarter and ended up winning big, 127-105. James Harden had 27 points and 10 rebounds, and Eric Gordon went crazy off the bench, adding 27 points and going 6-for-9 from the field. Oh, I'm sorry, 6-for-9 from the three. Kevin Durant was a one-man show by scoring a game-high 38 points. PJ Tucker went from having a bad game one into transforming into his rough rally ways in game two with 22 points, 8-for-9 from the field. 5-for-6 from the three. That boy PJ got a three ball. Check him out. That's big. I said this, you know, I said that in this, it's his first time ever being in the Western Conference Finals, and he needed to show up. It's time for him. Now, what I found unusual in that game, did the Rockets prove that they were the better team, or did the Warriors just have an off game? Curry was smiling as if he seemed not to be worried at all. If I'm losing the game, I don't care if it is a series, you know. I would be pissed, but I guess Curry has something up his sleeve. He hasn't had a breakout game yet in this series, and I think he would be in the lab until their next game by Sunday. He's going to be good at home. Now, James Harden took less dribbles this game and they won. I'm glad to see that he's playing well at the moment. But that doesn't mean anything. Because when it's a closeout game, that's where James Harden will be tested. But all in all, he's 1-for-1. And from his performance in game two and his teammate, they should feel good about themselves. Does this change anything? Nah, I still think the Warriors win the series in six, but I would love to see a game seven, and I'm going to keep saying that. Now about the Warriors, should they be worried? That's the big topic right now. The Rockets prove that they can beat the Warriors. How can you say that they won the game at home like they were supposed to? I just, you know, everybody just forgetting, you know, when it's home court, you're supposed to win at home. You know, if it's away, that's a different story. But it's, you're supposed to win at home. And I said that the Rockets couldn't let, you know, the Warriors steal one game, and that's what happened. But they did come out and perform the next game. But now you got to go to the Bay. You think you're going to win a game out there? It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I'm still saying that it would be, you know, a finals rematch. The Warriors versus the Cavs. But as of right now, it's not looking like that. It's looking like the Warriors versus the Celtics. Now, I don't... If the Celtics get to the NBA Finals, you know, I'm not saying that they don't deserve it. But do you really see the Celtics matching up with the Warriors? The Celtics matching up with the Warriors in the NBA Finals without no Kyrie or Gordon Hayward? It would be a sweep in my eyes. Or maybe five, just for Boston getting one at the crib for the fans. Really, I think it would be a sweep. But, you know, that is all for today. Sorry I've been away, you know. I've been in Florida. But I'm back now. I'm back. So what it is, what it ain't. If you don't like what I got to say, then join the debate. Copy.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.